Good morning, Rabasa. I hope everyone's well. Pasuk Yud Dalet. Golol chatapel b'sochenu. Kis echad yeh l'chulanu. The Gaon explains. Golol chatapel b'sochenu. Cast your lot. With us, literally amongst us, who neged ha'ovim al ha'odim be'beisav ha'horgim also. That refers to the, again, of the four scenarios of Geneva. The one where they attack, ambush a person in his home and kill him. Ve'oz shalim kol ma'ashe be'beisav. Then they plunder everything. They clean out the house. Ve'cholken be'neim ayidei goral. So when there's a breaking and entering in a house, so it's not just the cash that a person has on his person, but it's all the valuables in the house. And therefore, well, who's going to get the silver, and who's going to get the computer, and who's going to, so cholkin b'neim al yidei goral. So they cast lots. That's why the goral chatapu b'sochenu refers to this scenario. But when the geneva is perpetrated, when a victim is outside of his house, when he's traveling or something of that sort, so a person doesn't travel with his silver and doesn't travel with whatever he has at home. There's no lots as to who gets the silver and who gets the couch. So then the inducement is bechalukas kol ma shebebayis shegorolcha tapu b'sochenu. However, kisechad yeh lekulanu who neged ha'ov mal habotim lishlosh. But when you, again, dealing with a scenario where they attack and ambush a person in his own home, so then the inducement to join them is Gorol Chatapu Vesochenu. Kistechad Yilachulanu who neged ha'orvim al habatim lishlo shalal levad. Those who ambush, but they don't intend on killing the person. They intend on, again, on ransacking the house, but not killing the person. But lahaniach osa b'chayim. Now, when that's the case, v'zeh b'chkal yochel lidrash. So the victim survives the assault, and he may be, on the lookout to regain his stolen possessions. Kihu bebeiso b'chayim. V'gam osam ha'ovam I afsha shiyu mimakom rochok. Right? Generally, it's a local job. V'lochein I afsha lam l'chalak adayin. Right? I think it's called when people steal and the items are still hot. So when they steal and the items are still hot. So initially, you just sort of have to lie low before you can try to distribute it and before you can try to go out and sell it and use it. So therefore, they're not in a position yet to divide the spoils. So the way, what they offer to try to induce someone to join them is, we'll collectively, we'll own the spoils from the home. Don't go on this road with them. Moreover, you should even avoid going on any of their paths. Right? Not only is it necessary, sha'al terech b'derech, what's it between derech and nesiv? Shehu ha'derech ha'gadol. a highway, a main road is a derech. Derech Hebron is not a little narrow street. It's a major road in Yerushalayim. Derech Hebron. Shu derech gadol atzmo shehem dochem v'holchem bo v'itam. So not only should you avoid the tartel reyesa of A, that you're going on the derech gadol, and what's more, you're actually joining forces with them, you're going with them. Ella, what's necessary is menah raglecha, even bifnei atzmocha, even alone, af belohem, so even below the itam, menah raglecha, and what's more, not only mi darkam, but even minisivasam haktanim, from their small paths. Shemehem ba'im l'darach ha'gadol. And then the Gaon spells out for us that the moshal, the nimshal for the nesiv and the derech is haynu mehadvarim ha'meviyim l'dezeh. So this is a very big yesod. Sometimes the way we can best appreciate what's so wrong and what's so amiss about something is to sort of see what the worst case scenario is. A moshalama dovadoma. From the best way to understand the dangers of alcohol is to look at a case, to see a case, I don't know, maybe Rahman al-Atslan, a film of a drunk driver who kills himself. And what that allows a person to understand is not only that I shouldn't get so drunk that I would do that, but that lets him recognize that if enough of that is so toxic that it kills others and oneself, then that's not something I want in smaller quantities either. So working back from that mashal, let's see it in a Rambam, and then we'll see it again. We need to hear that the Gaon is telling us. That's what Shlomo HaMelech is telling us. If you have on hand a Rambam Hilchos Deos, take a look in Perek Vav, Halacha Ches. Perek Vav Halacha Ches, my brother. A person is being mekayim in the midst of samisacha. He's giving words of reproach, of rebuke. Lo yedablo koshos at shiachli menu. A person shouldn't speak so harshly that he humiliates the person. Shenema v'losisa alav chet. Right, and then the next phrase in the Chumash is "V'losisa alav chet." Which I think means that in being mochiach, you gufa shouldn't be sinning against them. Kach omu chachamim yochol at mochichu panav mishtanos. Maybe the norm for giving tochacha is that the tochacha is so strong, is so harsh, that the person's face, the color is going to change in his face. Maybe he's going to turn deeply red. Maybe he's going to turn totally white. Talmud lomer lo sisa olav chet. Mikan she'osa lohodim lahachlem es Yisrael. From here, you see that it's also to humiliate someone, but kol shekhen b'rabim, and certainly to do it publicly. Afal pisha machlem es chaver ein oloke, it's a lav shein b'maisa. Oben godol hu, meaning even though, generally in other contexts, the Rambam explains this in the Parashat Mishnayos and Ovos, one can look to the onesh of a chait as a gauge, an indicator of how chomor the chait is. And generally that is true. But the Rambam says, but it's not always true. And therefore, in this context, don't be misled by the absence of malchus to say, well, eating nevela is gorgefelach. Humiliating someone is not the most wonderful thing in the world. But, you know, how bad can it be? You don't even get malchus. So says the Rambam, no, that system of indicators isn't intended to work all the time. Lefichach, let's pay careful attention to this. Lefichach, I will say, tzarech adam lehizoy b'dover zeh shelo levayish chaver b'rabim ben katan ben gadol. Therefore, a person has to be careful. I don't understand here. Because ein lechelek l'chaver, a person has to be careful. But if I knew I wasn't going to lose my chelek l'chaver, so then there would be no need to be so careful. You know, after all, the downside's not so great. You know, my olam haba is not on the line, so, you know, how careful do I need to be? That's what it means. The lefichach is because the onesh is so chomo that ein lechelek l'chaver. The LMI, it's clear that Pshat the Rambam is like this. In the beginning of the Halacha, the Rambam is talking about lahachlim. And then he shifts to levayesh. Right? Initially, he's talking about lo yidav lo koshos ad sheyachli menu. Mikan she'os adam lahachlim es Yisrael. Afal bi shahamachlim es chavero. And then it writes shalom nevosh v'al nikolim. Then the Rambam switches to So what's the pshat? So the pshat is as follows. Lahachlim means something much more intense. Maybe humiliate is an apt translation. Levayesh is something not as intense. Maybe to embarrass. Right? Embarrass and humiliate have different connotations, right? To humiliate certainly suggests something which is much more intense and much more extreme than levayesh. Oh, so now we understand. The Rambam says, when you see in the extreme how the Torah tells us how awful humiliation is, so then from that, a person should understand not only how awful humiliation is, but a person should understand that embarrassing is also awful. And when one sees how terrible, how awful, how toxic something is in its extreme, it's also a way not only of recognizing the nature of the extreme, but also appreciating just how bad it is in a more moderate, less extreme fashion. If you look at an x-ray of the lung of a smoker and you see the damage that chain smoking does, so even leaving aside the potential for addiction, it should make us understand that one cigarette's also very bad. When you see a clip of a person who gets drunk and then goes and gets behind the wheel with catastrophic results, it should make us understand not only how terrible shikrusa shalot is and how terrible drunk driving is, it should make us understand how terrible a kiddush club is and how terrible gratuitously how one drink is also wrong. If it's not Shabbos wine, and if it's not the wine for Kiddush and Shabbos, or some such carefully defined, very carefully defined mitzvah context. Sometimes, you know, when you go to the doctor, in order for the doctor to recognize the chveis, whether you have a cavity in your tooth, whether you have an infection somewhere in the body, he has to magnify the picture. But with magnification, it's not the pshat, oh, well, you know, when this will grow to be as big as the magnification that I just did in the picture, you'll have a problem. No. The magnification shows that there's a problem even when something is small. And that's basically what it says here in the Gaon as well. That, you know, when you think about the derech, when you think about the armed robbery, that they go on a derech for armed robbery, and you see where that approach and where that lifestyle, how it culminates, so then the proper reaction is not only to abstain from altelech v'derech itam, but the proper reaction is menah raglucha min sivasa. No, even when he tells you a kunz of how to avoid paying sales tax. Okay, maybe we'll stop here for now. So Blina and Mr. Shem will continue with Ovos at 11:30. I apologize, but Sunday morning, again, it's not going to be a 9 o'clock Shir Sunday morning, Blina and Mr. Shem. Again, today is usual 11:30. Sunday also Blina and Mr. Shem at 12 as usual, but there will be no 9 o'clock Sunday morning. Okay, everyone should have a good, productive morning. Be well, be safe.
Rabbi.
Thank you.
Can I ask a question? Yeah,
sure. The recording has stopped.
Why does the Rambam say that Hamal Mnei Chaver Abraham in Lo Chelik Olam Hava Lefika Tzara Chalam Nizar? Shouldn't he have said, shouldn't the quote from Chazal have been Hamachlin Mnei Chaver Abraham in Lo Chelik Olam Hava? And then we would say Lefika.
Well, I think so Machlim and Malbim are more or less the same in the sense that they refer to the humiliation. And Mevayesh is embarrassment, which is, you know, less extreme than the humiliation. But the Malbim and Machlim are basically the same.
Thank you,
Rabbi.
Yes.
That's one more question. Why is it Dafka Birabim rather than just the Levayesh Birabim? Why isn't just say Levayesh Stam? Because that would lead to, I guess, Malim Pnei Chaver or Barabim, I guess, is so bad. But maybe we should even extend it all the way to back, just being Levayesh in general is bad.
It does. The reason that the Rambam stipulates Barabim is, so let's ask an additional question. If you go back to Halacha Ches, of Hamochiach Ches Chaver B'tchil Lo'idam L'koshes Achi Yachlimenu, why not say, in light of the difference we're recognizing between Yachlimenu and Yivayshenu, so you should say, Lo Yidav Lo Adji Yivayshenu. Why are we conceding that? So the answer is that no matter how appropriately And even when one has all the appropriate sensitivity in giving tochacha, tochacha is embarrassing. When you point out to me that I'm doing something wrong, it's embarrassing. No matter how appropriately you do it, and no matter how sensitively you do it, I'm going to be embarrassed. So it therefore you can't say, you know, in giving tochacha, make sure you don't embarrass the person, because that's a contradiction in terms. It has to happen. What you can say is, but tochacha doesn't have to include humiliation. It can't avoid entirely embarrassment, but it can avoid humiliation. And that's why also when the Rambam, given that this halacha is introduced in the context of tochacha, the punchline can't be, don't ever embarrass a person, even in private, because there will be times when that's warranted, because the only way you can fulfill the mitzvah of tochacha for me is by embarrassing me. You don't have to do that in public, and you don't have to do, and it doesn't have to be humiliation.
Okay. Thank you, Abby. Nice time.